A couple of months ago, Robert Satloff came here to talk about his book, Among the Righteous, Lost Stories from the Holocaust's Long Reach into Arab Lands. Satloff is an American Jew, a historian of the Middle East who speaks Arabic, and who felt that the search for Arabs who acted heroically in defense of Jews during the Holocaust might prove a way in for Arabs to acknowledge the enormity of the Nazi genocide. It's frequently minimized or dismissed as irrelevant, or sometimes even denied in Arab discourse. Well, Robert Satloff is back from an unusual lecture tour in Egypt, where he spoke about the Holocaust in Arabic, and he's with us once again. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
And first, a bit of news that you have nominated one of the men you wrote about, a Tunisian Muslim Arab, to the Israeli National Holocaust Memorial, Yad Vashem.
That's right. That's Khalid Abdul Wahab, who is now under consideration by Yad Vashem to be the first ever Arab to be recognized as a righteous, a non-Jew who saved Jews during the Holocaust. And hopefully before too long, a final determination on his status will be given.
Well, now the speaking tour. You went to Egypt. Whom did you talk to about the Holocaust?
Well, first, I was quite pleased to be invited by the State Department to go overseas and talk about this book of mine. And I spoke to real institutions of the state, Cairo University, the Foreign Ministry's Training Institute, at El Ahram, the national newspaper, even at the Arab League, that citadel of Arabism.
And what kind of reception did you get?
I can't say that everywhere I went, I was showered with rose petals. I was pilloried by the opposition press. You know, why should we let this person come in and talk about this when we should be talking about the genocide of the Palestinians, for example? But I'd say the dominant response was respectful and open and candid. That was certainly the response from officialdom, even at the Arab League, where some of the Arab ambassadors lost their cool in criticizing what I had to say. The Secretary General said, we have a political conflict with Israel, but it's a political conflict. And for us, Holocaust denial is unacceptable.
Your tour to Egypt, an Arab country, seat of Arab nationalism for many years, came right after the conference that the Iranian president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, organized in Iran, not an Arab country, a Persian country, not a Sunni Muslim country, but a Shiite country, that was virtually a Holocaust denial conference. Relationship between the two events?
Yes, I think that there is a fundamental connection here. Sunni Arab leaders, Sunni Arab intelligentsia, are apoplectic about the rise of Iranian and more generally Shiite influence that they see throughout the Middle East. They fear that the Iranians have their tentacles out and that they are spreading their influence, and they fear the United States is receding. And they are begging the United States, help the Sunni Arabs combat the spread of Shi'i radicalism.
So perhaps in the approach that you experienced in their approach to the issue of discussing the Holocaust and Arabs acknowledging the significance of the Holocaust, a Sunni Arab country is saying, we are different from those Iranians, or the Arabs might even say those Persians. We are not the other. We are with you on this. We understand Western civilization.
Yes, I think that is the political message that they are sending, that this apocalyptic messianic leader of Iran is the adversary. And the Sunni regimes are trying to align themselves more closely with America and the West and even Israel in some respects. And this discussion of the Holocaust is perhaps one tool, one vehicle through which they're making their case.
Beyond declarations in conferences in Cairo, any actions by Egypt that one can see as part of this attitude toward the Holocaust?
Well, just last week, the UN General Assembly voted on a resolution condemning Holocaust denial. And one of the first representatives out of his chair was, surprisingly, the Egyptian ambassador to support this resolution. And this was quite ironic because 2 years ago, the Egyptians led the charge against recognizing Holocaust Remembrance Day. But now they're leading the charge in support of this. Even, if you'd like, today there's a news story reporting that the Saudi ambassador attended a reception for the new U.S. envoy to monitor and combat anti-Semitism and said some very positive things about anti-Semitism and Holocaust denial. These are all signs of the political trend that's going on here.
Now, you're not going too far here and forecasting any great rapprochement, but there are some different atmospherics in this issue.
Yeah, I totally agree. We should be extremely modest in suggesting that there is any mass move toward Jewish-Muslim amity that we're seeing. This is politics, And Sunni Arabs are using this issue as a way to differentiate themselves from Iran. And I think, however, we live in a political world, and we should take advantage of political openings where they present themselves. And I think such is a moment that we have now.
Robert Satloff, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Thank you.
Robert Satloff is Executive Director of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy and the author of Among the Righteous, Lost Stories from the Holocaust's Long Reach into Arab Lands.